People have told me that when I talk about mind and thinking, they assume they've got to stop thinking. Please don't attempt stop thinking. Don't even go to a monastery and meditate for 18 hours a day for the rest of your life. Don't bother. The mind doesn't stop. It's not supposed to stop. You're in a body that has a mind, and its function is to think. And it's to think to keep you as safe as it possibly can. Don't try and stop the mind. Just let it run. Let it run. And every now and again, it will bring up something you need to know that you've forgotten or missed or hadn't realized. It'll bring something up. It will bring up that you didn't take care of something or something needs to be done or you've got an appointment. But it will be flagged. It'll look different from the rest of the thoughts. Stop. Make a note. And if you've got a good memory, make a note of that in your memory, but if not, write it down or put it on your computer somewhere where you can see it and think it. So don't attempt to stop the mind. It's not supposed to stop. It'll keep running. And many of the people that have attained full awareness say the same thing. Now, some don't. I suspect that those that say don't are not people that are in the zone. What they've done is suppress the mind effectively. Now, don't do that. Let the mind do what it's designed to do and just listen to the parts that are appropriate. I'm going to tell you something else about the mind. The mind has another function. It's a translator. You see, when a psychic goes into their state and goes into what could be called, what we could call the future, when they go into a state, they get information, but the information is abstract. It doesn't matter whether they say, I see it, I hear it, I smell it. No, it comes abstract. And when it comes abstract, in order to communicate that, even to themselves, it has to be translated. That's where the mind comes in. The mind will take this abstract, the higher part of the mind, will then look for suitable method of sharing that. And as I say, first to the psychic, and then the psychic tunes into you, and automatically the brain will convert that information into a form that's appropriate for you, because you're unique. There's a higher mind that has this function of translating, shall we call, the intuition. Just as an aside, you know, it isn't only the mind that has thinking cells. Science now knows this. They found that the heart has more thinking cells than the brain, but so does what we call the solar plexus. The chakra that's there, it also has thinking cells, but we can't understand it. We hear a cow mew or a dog bark or a bird tweet. It's abstract to us. But to another cow, it's language. To another dog, it's language. To another bird, it's language. Our brain, or most of our brains, we do have animal whisperers who can understand what they're saying. Our brain is equipped to translate things from the abstract. Don't try and stop your brain. Make friends with it. And laugh and play and say, thank you very much, brain, but I don't need that information at the moment. Carry on. I'm here now.